episode 13, Fantasy Football Breakdown. It is here. It is Friday or Saturday, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, all I want you to know is make sure you get it in before Sunday's game starts. You can go get those free guys that are off the waiver wire that nobody picked up, or maybe they're the ones that the guys dropped. I got my buddy Swags on the other side. What is up, buddy?
What is up, my man? It's Free for All Friday.
Free for All Friday. Whoop whoop.
I had a lot of fun with this show last week. We put it out on Saturday, but I enjoyed this one. So anybody that missed it, we put out some guys that we thought that you could go get off your waivers without actually putting a claim in. Some guys that we feel that can help your futures, maybe help you this week, but some guys that you should get now before you got to put a claim in next week. That's the idea of the show. Yeah, you got anything you want to put into that?
Yeah, I mean, you hit some of those guys, or you know, we came up with a good list, and a lot of them you could have even started last week, even though we said they were more scratches. So
yeah, yep,
a little bit of a record scratch there for you.
Yeah,
but
our big hits last week would have been, I think in order it was Chris Thompson, Alan Hearns, and then Marquise Lee. Does that sound right?
Even Ingram ended up with, like, you know, double digits. There were quite a few guys in that double digit range. So you definitely could have flexed any of those guys. So
yep. And some of these guys,
a few more gems for you.
Yeah, some of these guys haven't been picked up yet. So some of them you might, like he said, he mentioned, like, some of them might hit on again, but go pick them up, guys. Some of these guys just aren't owned. I'm trying to find spots for some of these guys in all my leagues. I'll win a league with these guys. Seriously though, there's some quality guys out there. I think you could make some stuff happen with these guys. So I'm gonna just get going on them if you're cool.
Yeah, let it rip, dude.
So starting off with Jalen Richard, man, he had a great week. I didn't see him picked up in either of my shallower leagues this week. I think it's still gonna be Marshawn Lynch there, but this guy's a fast dude, man. I mean, if he gets away, he's, I don't know, he's a good guy to go pick up.
Ability to take it to the house from anywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
I know, and all these guys are fast, but he's right. Very fast.
And if Lynch goes down, I mean, it looks like there's going to be a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, his Twitter handle is Rocket Rich, so even he knows it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to find him. Man, yeah. Twitter stalker.
Get him on the show. That would be awesome.
Make it happen.
I'm going to get on that. You keep going. Let me see if I can contact Rocket Ridge.
Do it. Kobe Fleener, especially with all the tight end injuries, Kobe Fleener's been doing good. I think that Kobe Fleener will continue to do good with Snead. Once Snead's back, I'm still into Kobe Fleener. I know you are. So I'll just keep moving, right?
Yep.
Tolbert still. I'm still concerned about McCoy, his miles and stuff. I think that he's a handcuff you want to own. Gio Bernard, just like Mixon, I think that Gio will do a little bit better with the coaching changes. So he's widely available. I like Mixon more, but Gio's a PPR stud. We all know that. They don't have a lot of guys catching balls, and I don't know.
He's still going to get his targets.
Yep. Eric Ebron, he finally showed up. I like Fleener more than him this week. I'm sure you're happy to hear me say that, but
it does make me happy. But yeah, Ebron showed up and he was involved. It was nice to see him catching that touchdown. A little tear on one side, a little smirk on the other for you.
But I mean, you know, like we said with Fleener, there's a lot of tight end issues these couple weeks. Correct. Where a lot of studs went down or have concerns. Yeah. So there's some lesser tight ends that are worth a look, and I think Ebron's one of them. Thomas Rawls is my Seattle Seahawk this week. I kind of believe in Rawls to still own that backfield at some point this year. I'm thinking they're going to keep working him back in. I'm just not the biggest Chris Carson truther.
No, I totally agree with you there. All I want to really hear is I want Pete Carroll to come out and say he's going to give Carson the ball like 20 times, so then you know it's a Rawls game. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you hear that, put Thomas Rawls in.
Yep. And again, these are all guys, like, we're saying flyers, you know, like, don't start Rawls this week, but get him.
Well, and they're all free you can go get.
Exactly.
They're still there. It costs you nothing.
Yep.
So
Marquise Lee is still available in a lot of leagues. He's proven that he can be your wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3, a definite flex option for you. Evan Engram, we mentioned, another tight end. I think that if Odell Beckham Jr. gets going, I think it'll only help Engram. I mean, you need other targets even when you have a stud like Odell Beckham. I mean, I don't know. I'm liking the guy. I've played him 2 weeks in a row in desperate needs. I had to play him when I thought I would be able to play Raitt or O.J. Howard. And I ended up picking up Engram and put him in, and then I played him the next week too. I'm digging it, man. I don't know.
I'd love to see him get a few more targets and really see what he can do. But
yeah. I agree. Yeah, he's for sure.
Up with what he's got. So
yeah,
maybe we get a few more to funnel his way. I like that one.
Yep. I'm gonna stick to tight end and Austin Hooper. I still think he had a softer week. I think he's still gonna be a part of that offense though, and he's just a tight end. So
agreed.
I added Devin Funchess this week. This,
I really like that one.
Feels a little gross. It sounds a little gross, but with no Greg Olsen, I could see a lot of the Panthers getting some increased targets, and you know, Funchess is available though, so I'm not gonna talk to about the ones that are probably already owned, but I think Funchess is somebody that you could pick up, and he might, I mean, man, Olsen could be gone.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably venture on the closer to that 8 week side of that 6 to 8 weeks with the foot, and maybe he comes back a little limited after that.
Yep.
I think Funchess is even a sneaky start in a deep league this week, since they're playing the Saints. And if you go back a few years, Funchess is a converted tight end at Michigan. So it's not like, you know, he can't slide in inside. I'm not saying he's Greg Olsen and going to line up in line, but look for him to move a little bit closer, you know, to the line there and run some of that shorter stuff. I could see him getting a lot of work.
Yeah. And then Tyler Lockett, I think, too. And this was your guy last week.
From the Lockett side, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Richardson got a touchdown, so that's fair.
He did, but he's nursing an injury now, too, isn't he?
He's got a bad finger.
So, I mean, that's
not good for a wide receiver.
Right. That's what pushed me to Lockett a little bit more, and he makes Lockett a little bit more appealing to me.
Lockett actually had a lot of
he had a good game.
A lot of snaps in that game too. It wasn't just, you know, the fact that he was there.
Yeah.
They're using him. He ended up being on the field a lot more than maybe I think I was expecting them to. So yep. I think that's good. But, you know, and he's still there for free.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Another guy, I was surprised he wasn't picked up a little bit more just because of the Lamar Miller situation and the question marks and all the questions I'm also getting about Miller, but Deonta Foreman, I think that go grab him. Just grab him. And somebody else I mentioned last week was Tyler Irvin. Tyler Irvin actually touched the ball more times than Foreman. I think that Foreman's the one you want to actually handcuff Miller with, but Tyler Irvin's somebody to look at too. Both those guys in the backfield. I don't feel like they believe in Miller much more than any of us.
Yeah, and I think Irvin's very interesting when it's full PPR because he seems to be lining up in the slot and getting a lot of dump off work too, even when he's in the backfield. So that's a sneaky one, especially in a deeper league or just a guy to hold on to.
Yep.
Like that.
Yep. And then two players that I want to say you mentioned at some point talking to you somewhere, maybe it was on here, but two tight ends, Zach Miller and Benjamin Watson, don't sound quite as fun or flashy as some of the other tight ends I mentioned earlier, but honestly, they might be just as good or better. I mean, just with their roles and the lack of targets on those teams, I mean, these guys could do pretty good for you right now.
No, I am an Olsen owner, and I think I did mention both of those, I think, in our waiver show earlier this week. And I won Ben Watson for $1.
Yeah.
I just decided that's the guy I want out of all of them. But if I don't get him for $1, I'll take a free guy on Friday. So I actually won Watson. I, you know, just checked a few hours before we got on here, and I won Watson for $1. I saw him in many other leagues that are, you know, maybe I don't necessarily need a tight end, but so I think if he's still sitting there, I mean, he had eight targets last week and he caught all 8 balls. So I think he's still going to be involved.
Yeah.
Look for the Jaguars defense to kind of that front D line to go after, you know, Flacco, and look for a lot of dump offs to Watson.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if he had another 6-8 catches this week. You can play him right now.
I've got one more tight end on this list, and he's the tight end I spent $1 on. And I know you like this guy.
Say it. Say it.
But he's your medium rare steak.
Yeah. No, that's a raw.
That's raw. Whatever.
You still don't get that. Dang it.
I mean, Just I don't know, cook it. It's but David Njoku. Yeah. I like him, man. Like you mentioned this too with Corey Coleman out. He could be the number one target. You know, we want to keep talking about Higgins and but he could very well, yeah. I mean, be a very viable tight end at this point. But he's the one I spend a buck on. I don't like him more than Fleener. I don't like him sure. more than Evan Ingram. I might like him more than Ebron.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, like there's something about him. Like I don't know. I it's just the situation he's in.
Yeah. Right. That's, I mean, coming into this year, that's why even when Corey Coleman was there, I thought that might help him, you know, kind of take the top off and lean some defenses that way.
Yeah.
I still want to see them get him more involved. I think, even in the preseason, they kind of manufactured some like a tight end screen, but had him lined up as a wide receiver, you know, on the outside and had a couple of blockers in front of him. So let's get him some more touches. He is very athletic once the ball is in his hand. So
yep.
I like that one.
And then and
I would not be afraid to start him this week against the Colts even.
And then I added, no, I'm with you, dude. Why not? You know, even like you said yeah. about Kroll the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, start those guys. That yeah, what a great start against the Colts. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, right. I like it a lot.
This week. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And then another guy I mentioned was Tywan Taylor.
Yep.
And I almost didn't put him on the list, but I'll be honest with you. Drop Eric Decker. Pick up Tywan Taylor. I think that he will see more work moving forward, maybe not the next couple weeks, but I think his snaps will keep going up. Corey Davis has been banged up. Everybody's a little worried about Corey Davis. If you're worried about Corey Davis as an owner, Tywan Taylor's the one I'm kind of curious in. But super yeah. cheap, guys. Like and probably towards the bottom of this list that I just mentioned, but I did want to add in Tywan Taylor this week. Man, I don't know. Curtis Samuel? Would you add him to the list?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that who you were going to say?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you mentioned that. Actually, I wrote down three wide receivers, and I feel like I like him the most, and maybe it's just because Olsen isn't there. Yeah. Samuel has been slow to kind of acclimate to the team just because of the preseason hamstring injury, and then he had a personal matter and kind of being away. So I'm even against the Saints, I can't feel confident starting him. Would it surprise me if he had one long play or something that kind of made you weak? Sure, but don't start him.
Yeah.
But I do like that as a stash. Some other guys that are definitely not sexy either, but Deonte Thompson in Chicago, somebody's got to catch the ball. And he seemed to be getting targets come his way. He even does some return work, so if you're in a league that does that, you get a little extra bump there. And I'm going to say Torrey Smith.
Yeah, I could see that.
Wentz, if you like Wentz as much as you know, as you said in the last episode, he does sling the rock around. Torrey Smith got 8 targets in the last game. If you can tell me Torrey Smith's going to 8 targets, he's probably going to be flex startable.
Yeah.
So that's – and again, these are $0 guys you can go get. They're just sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
I like that.
Yeah.
What you got? I see your little list here. You got 2 more on there?
I was gonna mention that one more of those. I mentioned this on our last episode too, but Bucks defense, they're through their bye
yeah.
and they're not really owned that well. I don't know how they're gonna turn out. I don't think they're gonna have the worst defense though at all. I think that they're gonna be definitely a streamable defense. And again, if you own them, they're through their bye week. It just one less thing to worry about.
No, I got you. I mean, they have Minnesota this week. So if you find out that Minnesota is not playing Sam Bradford and it's Case Keenum, that's a start your Bucks defense.
Yeah.
Easily. You know, just looking at a few games after. I mean, they have the Giants the following week. The Giants have looked really bad on offense. So would it surprise me if Tampa is able to turn Eli Manning over a few times? Not at all. So that's, you know, a decent one. After that, they get New England, but there are some juicy matchups moving on past that too.
Yep.
So very interesting, especially if you want one this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, dude.
I like the other one you wrote down there in the Dolphins.
The Dolphins?
I'm a Dolphins fan, so that's very easy for me to say, but they are playing the Jets this week.
Yeah, that's true.
And
also through their bye week.
Exactly. And when you're coming out, you know, this is Friday, so waivers have already run. I went and checked, and the Dolphins were still there on one of mine that I didn't have a great matchup on. So I went ahead and picked them up.
All right. No, but I'm fine with that move, grabbing the Dolphins and even having them on my roster the rest of the year if it works out. And if you're not, it's just a defense drop them. So,
right, like you said, bye week's gone. You don't have to worry about it.
So how you feeling, man? Yeah. I'm not lying. I'm probably running out of time. But I do have time for the two-minute breakdown if you do.
No, that's perfect. We hit you guys with some, you know, the free-for-all Friday freebies. Go get them. Now you get what you probably really came for on that Friday fun day. Two-minute breakdown.
See if I can fumble Mr. Two Drink up today. Dr. Two Drink to you.
That's Dr. Two Drink to you. All right, so I got the timer. That's how this works.
Yep. All right. So, as always, Two Drink will start the timer at the end of the first question. And yeah, I'm ready when you are, bro.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
Question number one. Which do you prefer, writing an article about fantasy football or answering questions nonstop in a chat?
Ooh, man, that's a close one. Both have their advantages. I'm going to say writing the article just because I can take my time and can actually focus on what I'm doing. But that's close.
Have you ever touched snow?
Oh, yeah.
Murray or Lynch, rest of season?
Murray, fucker.
Better day with the family, at the beach or at Disney? I know I've heard you talk about both, so.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a good one. Man, both are really fun. I'm going to say the beach just because it's a little bit more chill and it's only a few minutes from the house. I don't have to deal with all that travel. All right.
Did you see George's ankle?
Did I see George's ankle? Oh,
you didn't. Ask him about it. It's so gross. Kerwin Williams.
Oh, I did see that. Holy shit, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh. So gross.
Go.
Kerwin Williams or Duke Johnson?
Kerwin for $169. I gotta believe.
All right. Let's go. Stafford or Matt Ryan, rest of season?
Rest of season, Stafford.
What do you call a Miami Dolphin in the Super Bowl?
Perfection.
A ref. Are you dropping Adrian
Perfect
Peterson?
Season, bitch. Yes.
A body part you wouldn't mind losing?
Pole or something like. Come on.
I know. I can't read this.
You wrote it. You're messing me up. 10 seconds.
Oh, I just can't read it.
It's his fault,
like,
damn it.
Like, it's like I shortened it and I don't know what I don't know. What are you going to do with Russell Wilson?
Keep him.
Keep him? Suck. You think?
I had to answer in half a second.
Sorry.
What are you going to get for him? You're not going to get anything for him. It's that offensive line. I feel like they got to open it up a little bit more and let him throw it. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit more off of Carson. They got to throw it more. Let him move around a little bit more. What else he got? I don't even know how many we got through. I felt like not many.
That was 11.
Oh, it was just your chicken scratch one, or that was the one that you came up with at the end?
Oh, I shortened it, but then I forgot what it was going to say.
You got to give me the last one now. You forgot what you were going to say.
Yeah. It was.
Falls.
Yeah.
That might be worse. I think that might be the worst one.
Yep. If you could, oh, here it is. If you could rename Pivot, what would you name him?
Time to Pivot's pretty cool.
Ooh, that is kind of nice. Time to Pivot. I like it.
It kind of has an interesting ring to it. I don't know. I mean, it makes more sense to me than Pivot, but maybe because it's short. I don't know. Time to Pivot's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I might go make a troll account. Time to Pivot.
And just to follow Pivot around?
Just Pivot. That's like the only one. I love you. things we do to get in place. That's
all right. I'm going to lead our way out of here if you don't mind.
Yeah. No, it's a nice short suited one. You're kind of smelling, so I hope you go jump in the shower. Man,
tell you about it.
I know all that sugar and bakery stuff all over you.
I didn't smell that bad.
I know, but I don't want to tell people I want to lick it. I am at 2 Drink Minimum on the Fantasy Life app and at FL2 Drink Minimum on Sleeperbot and on Twitter. Come hit me up. Who are you, buddy?
I am Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app, Swagzilla OG on Twitterbot and Sleeperbot and Twitter.
Make some, it's cool.
getting on the Twitterbot, I'm trying. Ruxin, make that happen. Twitterbot. He does everything. He hasn't failed us yet, so we want our own Twitterbot.
Ruxin is the shit.
Get on it.
Come find the podcast at FF_breakdown on Twitter. All the links to the podcast are around there. Hit us up on the profile page. It'll bring you right to it. DM me any questions. If you want to get them on the show, hit me up there. Or just tag me in something. I'll get it retweeted if we want to make a poll or something like that. Let's have some fun. It's week 3. Let's win some games. I want to go. Are we done? I feel like we should be done. I'm sitting on one I want to ask you. Would you play the Rams defense or... Fuck. Just kidding. You have to cut that out. Damn it. All right, so I guess I can't say that part. So you should just jump in.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, you should start, because I ended the Dolphins there. I don't want to jump into. Right. I do have that to pick. I have the Rams right now. I'm holding them, but whatever. Pole or something like.
Yeah. Yeah, we can be done.
That means it's done.
That's going to be fucking awesome when you listen to that.